This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. Government fails at everything it does. I've said this so many times before. Let me give a little asterisk. Government fails at virtually everything it does. Let's not say everything, but almost everything it does. It overspends. It wastes money. It's incompetent. It's just a joke. It rips off taxpayers. TIGTA, the Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration, meaning the IRS Inspector General, came out with a new report today. One-third of IRS employees who participated in the public transportation subsidy program received excessive benefits. One-third. More than 18,000 IRS employees received public transportation benefits, and one-third of them received excessive benefits. Wow. TIGTA estimates that 6,449 participants used almost 1.6 million more in transportation benefits than necessary for commuting to work, or used benefits while in a non-pay status, or leave, or while teleworking, meaning they stayed home but still collected a benefit for commuting to work. In addition, more than 16,000 in benefits were provided to participants after they separated or transferred away from the IRS. So, one-third of IRS employees that participated in the public transportation subsidy program received excessive benefits. Or how about this one? I got this letter today from a listener in Vegas who never misses a minute of any show. What a great guy this is. I'm not going to give his name on the air or his kid's name on the air, but this is about the public school system in Las Vegas, which applies to every school. He says that he's the parent of an eighth grade female student who goes to Escobedo Middle School in Las Vegas and a father to a second grade male student at another school. With all the mass shootings, I'm very concerned about what's going on at school. There are many students who are out of control little brats who fit the bully narrative, and it seems to be getting worse, maybe even gang-related. And he says, my daughter says the students at this upper middle-class school are disrespectful and physically aggressive to the teachers. Can you imagine that? When I was a kid, can you even imagine talking back or being physically threatening or hitting a teacher? Are you kidding me? But then again, the way I was raised, you know, I would fear I'd be murdered by my father if I ever touched a police officer. And there are people today in inner city neighborhoods, they think nothing of spitting at a cop, cursing at a cop, or punching a cop, attacking a cop. And then they wonder how they wind up hurt or shot or dead. You can't punch a cop. Well, you can't punch a teacher either. You people have no respect for anyone. So he continues, my daughter says the students at this upper middle class, are disrespectful and physically aggressive to the teachers to the point that many teachers are afraid to teach or even speak up. There are multiple bullies at this school, and now the school is having parents beat up by kids who get off the bus at the bus stop. So let me read this again. Parents are getting beat up by kids who get off the bus at the bus stop. This week and last week, there's been a police presence at a lot of Escobedo school bus stops. What a huge drain on our taxpayer dollars and resources having to babysit these kids at the bus stop. I know you have a very large following, and I've been a listener of yours for over 2 years every single day. If you have the time, can you make this problem known to the wider community of parents and officials who might be able to actually do something? Thank you for your time, a very concerned parent. So let's see. First of all, we've got bullies. Second of all, they're bullying teachers. Third of all, they're bullying and beating up parents. And fourth of all, they're bullying and beating up kids. And fifth of all, there's been a police presence at Escobedo bus stops because of all this. So police have to show up at bus stops to make sure parents are beat up by kids. And I guess this has nothing to do with illegals, right? No, of course not. No, never. This would have nothing to do with illegals who think they're like, cool, man. I'm part of MS-13. Are you really? No. But you're just, you know, making believe you are. Like, when I was a kid, you know, I know so much about Donald Trump because when I was a kid, Donald Trump was the superstar in New York, and I wanted to be Donald Trump. So I studied everything about Donald Trump. I read his books. I studied his hairdo. I studied his clothes. I studied his mannerisms. I studied the way he walked. I studied the way he talked. I wanted to be Donald Trump in business. I got out of Columbia University in 1983. Go look it up. At the moment I got out of college, he was the king of New York. He was on the front page of the New York Post every day. And I thought he was the coolest guy that ever lived, and I wanted to be Donald Trump. But today, these kids, they don't want to be a superstar businessman and make millions of dollars. They want to be like, you know, killers, murderers. They want to emulate gangbangers. Ain't working, man. It's not working. So there's a plea from a parent who, by the way, obviously the school knows about it because he attached a letter to this letter that was sent home to the parents of the kids at the school over all the stuff that's been going on. And I'm not even going to read that letter right now because there's just, you know, there's only so much you can do. You get the idea. A lot of problems in school. His claim is an upper middle class school, by the way. And yet there's problems. Can you imagine what the problems are like at a low middle class school, at a working class school, at a lower than working class school, at an inner city school? Can you imagine what it's like for teachers in an inner city school? I can't even imagine. They must be afraid to even look at a student the wrong way. And he'll kill him. He'll slice him. He'll cut him open. You got problems if you talk back to a student in inner school like that. How far our society has fallen. You're damn right there should be school choice. You're damn right that every single parent who has a kid in school should have the right to choose Catholic school, Jewish school, Christian school, charter school, private school, home school, anything but public schools with this kind of stuff going on. All right, Wayne Allyn Root on USA Radio, Newsmax TV, a relentless Trump warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, SOB, son of a butcher, patriot, capitalist evangelist, American-made and proud of it. That's how I describe myself. A warrior for God, guns, gold, tax cuts, term limits, Trump and that tall, wonderful wall, an ass-kicker, not an ass-kisser. I fight for taxpayers, not freeloaders, American citizens, not illegal aliens. Coming to you from the entertainment and low-tax capital of America, Las Vegas, my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, KBET, and stations all over this great country, blessed by God and syndicated by USA Radio, and their flagship station, Big Dallas Talk, KBDT, in Dallas, Texas. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of this show. We're in the Tangible Investments studio. Be among the first 100 callers, and Tangible Investments will send you absolutely free a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle coin, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. Everyone knows you need to own precious metals, gold and silver. Everyone knows that for a rainy day, for insurance. Gotta own it in case something bad happens. But you gotta buy it at retail, not wholesale. Excuse me, I said that wrong. You gotta buy low, sell high. You gotta buy it at wholesale, not retail. So you can sell it at retail. Buy low, sell high with Tangible Investments. Buy wholesale with Tangible Investments. Get a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle free right now. 800-780-9000. Alright, we'll take calls in the next segment. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-927-8255, toll free from anywhere in the United States. Some other news. So WikiLeaks told Trump that Obama ordered the CIA to hack Le Pen in the French election. Responding to a tweet from President Trump, WikiLeaks pointed out the Obama administration ordered the CIA to hack Marine Le Pen and other candidates during the French election in 2012. How come no one has mentioned that I believe Obama stole the 2012 American election from Mitt Romney? You want to bet he was listening to Romney's phone calls? I know he went after all Romney's supporters with IRS. I know that. On Wednesday morning, President Trump tweeted Spygate could be one of the biggest political scandals in history. In response, WikiLeaks noted his presidential campaign wasn't the first one to be targeted, as Obama already did it to the French. You can bet this isn't on tonight's news. You only get this here. The tweet linked to WikiLeaks release that revealed all major French political parties were targeted for infiltration by the CIA's human and electronic spies. The CIA espionage operation was active for roughly 10 months from November 2011 to September 2012. Named specifically as targets of the French Socialist Party, the National Front, Union for a Popular Movement, together with current President François Hollande, then President Nicolas Sarkozy, current round one presidential frontrunner Marine Le Pen, and former presidential candidates Martine Aubry and Dominique Strauss-Kahn. The documents released by WikiLeaks are marked as no foreign, which means they are not to be viewed by people in the U.S. intelligence community. Excuse me. Which means they are to be viewed by people within the U.S. intelligence community only. The spying order was justified by the agency because it was to prepare key U.S. policymakers for the post-election French political landscape. Significantly, two CIA opposition espionage tasks, what policies do they promote to help boost France's economic growth prospects, and what are their opinions on the German model of export-led growth, resonate with a U.S. economic espionage order from the same year. That order requires obtaining details of every prospective French export contract or deal value to $200 million or more. So look, number one, it proves that Obama was a terrible person, and Obama is a crook, and Obama's a fraud. And if he did it to the French, then you know he did it to Romney and stole the election. If he did it to Romney and the French, you know he did it to Trump, and you know he did it to me. You don't think when he sicked the IRS on me, he also had my calls listened to and my emails and my texts? Of course he did. Of course you want to know what I was up to. But it also proves this entire narrative that Russians tried to influence our election. What would you call the United States spying on the French and putting spies directly into French presidential campaigns? We do it all the time, and Obama did it all the time. Democrats are acting like, oh my God, Trump did this and Trump did that. Obama is the criminal, folks. And we always interfere in other people's elections. But oh my God, Russia tried to influence ours. How about illegal aliens? How did they try and influence ours? Did Mexico send millions of aliens here to influence ours? What a joke. What an absolute joke. Real influence is illegal aliens voting in our election. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. It's all absurd. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Barack Obama in the national media. You may remember from stories at Fox News. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. I interviewed all the top tax lawyers in America, and I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. The entire IRS was out to destroy me, and we won. Not once, but twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have hired non-lawyer tax resolution firms and have spent thousands of dollars getting nowhere. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis and get honest answers about your IRS case free. After your free confidential conversation, you'll be surprised at how affordable it is to hire one of the top tax lawyers in the country. In many cases, it's as little as $500 per month for only a few months. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. I'm passionate about this. Sam saved my life. The phone number is simple. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. Trust me, it will be one of the best things you've ever done. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
GEICO presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Brian Bruno live on the scene of a recent robbery. Here to describe the event, a recliner.
So, I'm taking my afternoon nap when suddenly I hear a commotion. As I look up, two dudes wearing ski masks run out the door with a flat-screen TV.
Did you chase after them?
I can't run with claw feet.
Your recliner can't help in a robbery, but the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property loss. Go to geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for Blue Blocker Sunglasses. How good are blue blockers? First, America's astronauts use the same blue-blocking formula in outer space, and over 20 million pairs have been sold throughout the world. 20 million! They're as stylish as sunglasses costing hundreds more. They look great on both men and women. Blue blockers provide the best eye protection, blocking 100% of the UVA, UVB, and blue light. Blue light is very bad for your eyes and often the cause of many eye diseases. Blue blocker sunglasses block 100% of the blue light. They're the most protective sunglasses you can own. You can hit the lens with a hammer and the lens won't shatter. We've heard of cases where a blue blocker customer got into a car accident, and if it weren't for blue blockers, they would be blind today. So call toll-free and order one pair for $29.95 or two pairs for $39.95 plus postage. You receive a pair of standard aviator-style blue blockers with carrying case neck strap, and if you're not 100% satisfied, you can return them within 90 days for a full refund. Just call toll-free 800-722-7777, 800-722-7777, 800-722-7777.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
War now!
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root. What I've been saying for a lifetime now, for how many years now have I said that the Clinton Foundation is the biggest scam in the history of America? And now Jay Sekulow, an attorney for Donald Trump, who I love, from the American Center for Law and Justice, has uncovered thousands of documents showing the Clinton Foundation paid to play with Hillary's State Department through a FOIA lawsuit. He says, we have uncovered thousands of docs showing paid to play between the Hillary State Department and the Clinton Foundation. We've uncovered a favor factory. There was no firewall between the State Department and the Clinton Foundation, as Hillary previously claimed to the public. As part of our FOIA lawsuit, Freedom of Information Act, against the Deep State Department, we've been informed the State Department has located and will be forced to turn over the ACLJ, that's his organization, American Center for Law and Justice, literally thousands of documents to and about the Clinton Foundation, its subsidiaries, and its senior operatives during the duration of Hillary Clinton's time as Secretary of State. The sheer volume alone, about 30,000 emails, that's funny, that's the amount she deleted, 33,000, some 30,000 emails, debunks the specious assertion that there was any kind of a firewall whatsoever between the Clinton State Department and the Clinton Foundation. In recent court filings, the State Department has revealed that more than 8,700 documents exist in Cheryl Mills or Huma Abedin's files, which contain the single search term Doug Band. That was a big, big guy working for the Clinton Foundation. Wow, it's possible and indeed likely that each document consists of several pages placed the number close to 18,000 pages with Doug Band's name on it. We learned through our litigation another 22,000 documents exist in Cheryl Mills and Huma Abedin's files mentioning or referring to the Clinton Foundation or a related term referencing the foundation. Newly released documents show Doug Band served as liaison for the Clinton Foundation donors looking for favors and official acts from the Clinton-run State Department. Doug Band was the go-to guy for Clinton Foundation donors. If they needed anything from Hillary, they would email Doug Band, and within minutes, he would forward the message to Huma Abedin or Cheryl Mills to expedite the favor. I mean, it's an absolute joke what she was allowed to get away with. Wow. Jay Sekulow sounded off on Twitter and said, you need to read this to believe it. The ACLJ just uncovered a stunning revelation about the extent to which the Clinton State Department colluded with the Clinton Foundation. Wow. It's absolutely amazing that this kind of criminal behavior was not dealt with. Obama couldn't care less. Matter of fact, I think Hillary had all kinds of stuff on Obama, all kinds of stuff. Speaking of insanity of liberals, in West Hollywood, it's Stormy Daniels Day to honor the porn star with the key to the city. How could you hear this and not laugh? She lays on her back and screws thousands of men, and that's worthy of getting a key to the city because one of the men she might have screwed is Donald Trump, and now she's trying to screw him, literally, about money and ruin his name and slander him and break her NDA or non-disclosure agreement. And they name it Stormy Daniels Day. I mean, that's amazing. You know what my prediction is for the weather in West Hollywood? Stormy, dysfunctional, and mentally ill. The porn star Stormy Daniels, who was paid hush money to stay silent about a sexual tryst she had with President Trump, will be honored with an official Stormy Daniels Day in West Hollywood and given a key to the city today. This is today, Wednesday. In these politically tumultuous times, Daniels has proven herself to be a profile in courage by speaking truth to power under threats to her safety and extreme intimidation, city officials said in a statement. No, she lies on her back for sex with a camera rolling, and she just wants to be paid millions of dollars and become famous and have her 15 minutes of fame by slandering the president. Crazy. Mayor John Duran and members of the West Hollywood City Council will present Daniels with the key to the city and a proclamation at Chichi La Ruse, a Santa Monica Boulevard sex shop named after a drag queen and gay porn director. Like I said, the weather is stormy, dysfunctional, and mentally ill in West Hollywood. Crazy. During Trump's 2016 presidential campaign, Councilwoman Lindsay Horvath, who was then mayor, drew national attention when she declared that Trump and his campaign of violence and intimidation were not welcome in the city. In June 2017, the city council approved a resolution calling on the U.S. House to initiate impeachment proceedings, citing the possibility of collusion between Trump campaign and the Russian government. Nice to know you find people guilty till proven innocent, and they are now proven innocent. It's amazing. Mentally ill liberals. And these are the politicians. And don't think every one of them won't give a warning if they hear that ICE is on the way. They would rather side with illegal murderers and rapists than a Republican. And don't forget porn stars and gay porn stars. Crazy people. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. Liberty HealthShare. For more information, call toll-free 855-585-4237, 855-585-4237, or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
War now!
USA Radio News.
Today, before heading off to Bethpage, New York, President Trump answered some questions regarding transparency and Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation.
And you know what? I think in their own way, they are obstructionists, but even the Democrats, I really believe, on this issue, it supersedes. I think they want transparency, too.
The president is still receiving some heat for calling MS-13 gang members animals. Representative Brian Babin, he's a Republican from Texas, he says anyone who heard that comment knows exactly who the president was talking about.
He was not talking about all immigrants. He was talking about MS-13. He has declared war on MS-13, and I am totally in favor of that. We've got to get these people locked up off the streets and deported.
American Airlines workers began protesting today in an effort to unionize. This is USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Wayne Allyn, Warren Al, Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment of the show. What we do without our great sponsors. There'd be no radio without great sponsors, so you better thank Liberty HealthShare. Give them a call. Thank them. But most importantly, if you're among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care, I'm happy to inform you there is a solution. That solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare starts at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. Let's see you find health insurance that matches those prices. That's mom, dad, and all the kids, no matter how many there are, for $449 a month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it, by the way. My four kids are now with Liberty HealthShare. I fired Aetna. I said, Aetna, you're fired. $2,000 a month, they covered nothing. It's a joke since Obama became president. A joke. He ruined it all for everybody. And so I'm now paying $449 a month instead of $2,000. I saved $18,000 last year. I'll save $18,000 this year. Can you use an extra $36,000? This is the way healthcare should be. Liberty HealthShare. For more information, call toll-free 855-585-4237, 855-585-4237. All right, we've got a guest on the line. Before I get to her, before I introduce her, I want to mention that Vice President Mike Pence channeled Charlie Sheen, just like I always do. I'm almost talking about Trump and saying hashtag winning. We're just winning, winning, winning. And as a result of the NFL's new national anthem policy, Mike Pence tweeted out hashtag winning Wednesday. Response to the news, the NFL's banning kneeling for the national anthem. He echoed Charlie Sheen's infamous online catchphrase during his 2011 period of meltdown. Charlie's, that is, not Vice President Pence. Several hours later, Pence elaborated with a second tweet. Today's decision by the NFL is a win for the fans, a win for POTUS, meaning President of the United States Donald Trump, and a win for America. Americans can once again come together around what unites us, our flag, our military, and our national anthem. Same way I feel. I've said it in several interviews today. I was called for my reaction about this at several places around the country, including Denver Talk Radio. And I said, it's not perfect. I go much further, but it's a win. Is the glass half empty or half full? I always look at it as half full, and it's a win. We won. Let's not complain about it. We won. You are not allowed to kneel anymore for the national anthem. Otherwise, you got to stay in the locker room. We won. All right. Our guest is Sonny Johnson, contributor to Breitbart, former host of Politichicks. Website, DidSheSayThat.com, DidSheSayThat.com. Interesting personality. I saw her online and said, I got to get her on this show. Sonny Johnson, you're on with Wayne Allyn-Root. War, how are you?
Blessed and highly favored. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. So how do you feel, by the way? First of all, are you an NFL fan? And how do you feel about this new decision by the NFL that you got to stay in the locker room? But if you come out, you've got to not kneel. You've got to stand for the flag and the national anthem. Any thoughts?
Well, I've been kind of on the opposite end of this as far as the conservatives rolling with this. And not because I'm like, you know, all for Kaepernick or all in his corner. I just thought that it was a symbolic fight that really wasn't going to get us anywhere as far as moving our conversation forward. In fact, it split up some of the things that we were doing in trying to nail some of the problems that were going on in the black community with the economic relief that was being given by the Trump administration. And instead of focusing on those things, we got kind of tailored off into more of these social justice warrior causes. And we spent a lot of our time as conservatives in that area instead of focusing on the things that really matter the most, and that's making sure our economy gets to the percentages that it needs to actually lift all tides and boats in this country.
So you're a big fan of Trump, but I'm confused about your feelings on the national anthem. Let's hear it. We're not going to get in a big fight. I'd love to hear what you really think about players kneeling during the anthem. What are your thoughts, Sonny Johnson?
No, that is my thoughts. I think that conversation in and of itself, what did we win? What did you win? Now, okay, we stomped our feet and we got something we wanted. We didn't change any policy in this country. We didn't change any feelings. We didn't repair any relationships. We didn't do it. What did we actually win except a symbolic victory? And here's the funny part about it. That symbolic victory kind of cost you a $1.3 trillion budget because Trump wasn't being symbolic. Trump actually meant what Trump said. I'm going to look out for the troops, whatever it costs. That's what he said. So when it came with a $1.3 trillion price tag, all Trump did was meet the expectation that he was had already set. For us, we wanted the symbolic victory. We wanted the symbolic fight, and that's what we got. But when we saw the price tag, we said, oh, no, 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 that's not what we're for. That's not what we, well, that's what you get when you jump into these symbolic fights. They always come with a price tag, especially when you play with Democrats.
No, but, son, you're confusing me. I know we're on the same team. You're just confusing me on this topic. You're putting together the NFL fight and the standing and kneeling for the national anthem with the omnibus spending bill of $1.3 trillion. I don't understand how those
yes.
two are connected. Why are they connected?
Because the symbolic fight of the flag, of standing for the flag, was you are disrespecting our troops. We want our troops to be respected. We demand our troops to be respected.
Trump said,
in order to pass this 1.3, in order to take care of the troops, in order to go back on the Obama sequestration, we have to pass this budget for the troops. So it became that symbolic price tag went into an actual budget, and that was the cost of it.
All right. I mean, I was against that $1.3 trillion. I love the troops, but we didn't need to waste how many billions of that $1.3 trillion just for the troops. We could have carved out something for the troops and still vetoed this whole stupid thing and gotten it, you know, got it cut down a little bit, because I think it's the most wasteful omnibus spending bill I've ever seen in my life. And there were many priorities in it for Democrats, like Chuck Schumer, who wanted that tunnel between New Jersey and New York, but didn't want to fund the wall at all. So, to be honest with you, Sonny, I'm a big fan of the military, but I would have vetoed that bill from here to Sunday. Every, you know, 1,000 out of 1,000 times, I would have vetoed. He's a great negotiator, and I would have negotiated a much better bill. I think the bill sucked.
If we hadn't been spending so much time talking about the NFL, maybe we would have made those standards very clear to this administration.
Yeah,
That's my point, is that we were focusing on the symbolic victory. We were focusing on let's get the Democrats instead of actually focusing on the things that are going to make this country great again. And we missed a lot of time and a lot of opportunities and gave Democrats a lot of time to throw wrenches in the plan, to add spending into the. We gave them the time to do this while we had our eyes on other things. And that's what I was saying about it. Like, the NFL and what they choose to do with their players, I really don't care. But as an entire nation, did that require our attention for 4 or 5 months? Or were there more important things that we could have been focusing on in that time period? So that's where I am. We are at this point in our country where we are going to be meeting socialism at the ballot box. And I don't think we have the time to be wasted on symbolic fights instead of actually putting our plan, our ideology into place and having it ready and set on the battlefield of ideas.
No, I got you. But all of it's symbolic. Look, I've been begging for the last 3 days, begging Democrats to make MS-13 the single biggest issue in America for the 18 election. We'll beat them by 1,000 points. There isn't a single common sense human being in this country, white, black, or green or orange, who doesn't think MS-13 is an animal. You know, a few liberals, a few pathetic Ivy League educated liberals, maybe don't think you should use the word animal to describe people that carve people's hearts out and bring heroin into the country and turn women into human trafficking victims and you know, do terrible things to to nice people all over this country. Young, you know, 13-year-old boy stabbed to death the other day, and his killer got sentenced to 40 years in prison. What do they call him? The animal. So, I mean, I see nothing wrong with. So sometimes I'm saying symbolic is a good thing because it's what's outrageous that gets people's attention. I felt like the way for Trump to win this election is keep bringing up MS-13, keep calling them animals, keep bringing up the NFL, because that gets a lot of guys, macho guys, excited to vote for Trump. Some symbolic stuff is important. That's all I'm going to say to you. I agree with you. It's kind of a silly issue. And yet at the same time, there's so many NFL fans in this country, millions and millions of guys who love football like I do, that this got us all riled up. And this is the kind of stuff that you put this in an ad, and see, you're right, but I'm right too. There's issues much more important than this. This should be 99th out of 100, and yet it's symbolically important because so many people love the NFL, live and die with it every week, not just during the season, but through even the offseason. So I kind of like symbolic.
Okay,
that's all.
The danger. Let me bring up the danger of symbolism. So if you look at the black community, it's all symbolism. It's all progressive symbolism. So as soon as you bring up a statue of Robert E. Lee, it's symbolism. All of it is based off of symbolism. And if we continue to play that game just because it's the way that it's set, we are not going to do what needs to be done in this country to actually change it. We're not going to get to the place where we can actually have conversations about the debt. We are not going to get to a place where we can actually have conversation about government entitlement reform. And I'm talking about everything from welfare to the healthcare system. I'm like, we have big issues in this country that desperately need our attention. And we are not the generation that is going to stop playing the game because progressives have said it that way, because Democrats have said it that way. Yes, the children, that's how they want to play. We are supposed to be the adults in the room. And we have a country that is on the brink. And if we are not big enough to talk about the big conversations, and even though the symbolism is fun and it gives us good emotional feelings, it does not solve what is fundamentally wrong with us. Especially now, as we're seeing the DOJ fall apart, the FBI fall apart, CIA fall apart, there's much more important things we can be focusing on.
I can't agree with you more, and yet I still feel like we won today. I think conservatives won with the NFL, not, you know, with the players not allowed to kneel anymore. I think it was a win, but you're right. It's the most unimportant issue in the world compared to all the big ones out there, like how about Democrats trying to take down the President of the United States, as you said, with the weapons of agencies, government agencies like FBI, CIA, IRS, DOJ, et cetera, et cetera. Sonny, stay with me for a couple minutes, okay? Stay through the ad break. I want to talk to you about how we win over, we meaning Republicans, win over the minority community with outreach and empowerment. When we get back, more with Sonny Johnson of Breitbart and DidSheSayThat.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery Channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 Plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. That's 800-635-6303.
Not all benefits listed may be available on all plans or a single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type begins at a certain time of the year and must qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I'm not just a conservative talk show host. I'm a father of four kids. When we all send our kids to school each day, the second most important thing is that they get good grades. But the most important thing by far is they come home safe and sound in one piece. Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran thought the same thing. That's why he invented a product called Bullet Blocker. He invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a super successful company around safety products for your most precious assets, your kids and your family. Bullet Blocker is an American company. They custom make a ton of products, bullet-resistant backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, fleeces, briefcases. Bullet Blocker gives you the gift of life, clothing that looks cool but protects your children's life with the same coverage as police body armor. Everything works with Department of Education guidelines. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10% on your order. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
War now.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
All right, Wayne Allyn, Worn Out Bullet Blocker is the sponsor of this segment of the show. We'll get right to our guest in a second, but I want to mention the wonderful sponsor we've got. Every once in a while, you find a product and you go, wow, why didn't I think of that? This guy's going to make millions and millions of dollars. His name is Joe Kern. He's trained as an Army Ranger and a former deputy sheriff. He invented the world's first bulletproof backpack, and now Joe Kern has built a successful made-in-the-USA company that offers bullet-resistant products for your most precious asset, your family, and your kids. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, bulletproof vests, bulletproof briefcases, bulletproof inserts that go inside books, and more. Bullet Blocker gives your kids the gift of life, stylish clothing that protects like police body armor, and gives you as a parent peace of mind. Your kids are going to school, and they're going to be safe. They got a fighting chance with these wonderful bulletproof clothing gifts. Go to bulletblocker.com, enter code WAR for Wayne Allyn Root to save 10%. That's bulletblocker.com, and thank them for being a sponsor of the Wayne Allyn Root Show. That's why Conservative Talk Radio is on the air, where we went from a big show in Las Vegas to nationally syndicated and now a national TV show in the next hour on Newsmax TV. It's all because of sponsors like Bullet Blocker and, of course, listeners like you. We thank you. You're the reason we're number one. Let's get to our guest. Sonny Johnson is a contributor to Breitbart, former host of Politichicks. Her website is DidSheSayThat.com. Very outspoken. We had a little debate in the first segment, and I enjoyed sparring with her. Sonny, Wayne Allyn Root, how are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Good. I think our debate could be summed up with kind of symbolism versus substance, and you're coming down on the side of substance, and I'm telling you substance is the most important thing in the world, but symbolism wins elections. Two different things. You want to help people's lives. I get it. Shouldn't we all? But I want to win elections. I want to win elections. That's all I care about.
In my case, 90% of my community goes to the Republican Party, so I would like to win some elections, too. So maybe if we focus on different things, then we can start winning more elections and more seats, giving us more power and more control.
There
you
go.
You know what I'm saying? It kind of goes hand in hand.
Yeah, yeah. And by the way, you had a little faux pas there. You said 90% of your community goes to the Republican Party. You meant the Democratic Party.
I mean, Democrat Party.
Party. Yeah. I wish 90% of your community went to the Republican Party. I wish.
Yeah, I was having kind of the scarcity versus overwhelming odds conversation today, so my mind was kind of Put in that arena.
And by the way, it's not like you're alone. I got the same problem, Sonny. I'm Jewish, right? My community should be voting Republican, and they vote 80% Democrat. It's an absolute embarrassment to me, and it's an absolute sham. It's an absolute idiotic decision. It makes no sense. They're voting against their own self-interest. They seem to think, you know, a woman's right to abortion is the most important issue in the whole world. Don't worry about the economy. Let us all go broke. It makes no sense. Zero. So I don't understand my people any more than you understand your people, you know? I mean, it drives me crazy. But what can we do to improve minority and outreach? Tell me what we can do, what Donald Trump can do.
I'm pretty sure you've all heard the question, like, why did most of the hip-hop artists, like Donald Trump, before he decided to run for president, before he became a Republican, and then, like, the moment he became a Republican, he all of a sudden became a racist. Well, if you actually look at what they admired most about Donald Trump, it was all economics. The fact that he was a creator, the fact that he was an entrepreneur, the fact that he was a brander of his name and of his image. It was the idea of him being a capitalist that they liked the most. That was what inspired them to see in him something great. When that is linked to the Republican Party, it is automatically put into a category of it does not include us. It does not pertain to us. It has nothing to do with us. And that's how the black community started to look at it. They saw what they wanted to become, and then they saw it attached to a party that has no place for them. And all of the baggage of the Republican Party of, let's say, the last 60 years comes crashing down on Trump, even though he had little to of nothing to do with it. And that's what we need to realize. So if you take in perspective just saying that, and then you look at what Trump did at the beginning of his campaign when he decided to do some kind of black outreach, he listened to Omarosa, and he had Omarosa take him to the black church. Not economics, not capitalism, not the reason that people loved him already, but to go into the black church because that is the Republicans' idea of where they're going to find black people. And I told them this is a failing strategy, but they do it nonetheless. So here you have Trump doing this outreach where he looks completely awkward. He looks completely uncomfortable. He looks like he is just out of his element. And this is what people set him up for. And they wonder why it didn't work, why it turned into such a crap show. Trump has to remember and go back to what got him all of the pictures with Beyonce. They got him the pictures with Snoop. They got him the pictures with all of the leading stars and even the politicians, the poverty pimps, the Jesse Jacksons and the Al Sharpton. What it was his capitalistic nature, his ability to be an entrepreneur, his ability to brand and put out his own image, turn it into a fortune, give legacy to his children. That's all Trump has to do. Why he won't give that conversation to the black community is beyond me. So I don't know outside of that. All Trump has to do is naturally be Trump and go capitalistic, go in entrepreneurship, go in actual empowerment. Not your life sucks at this point. What difference does it make? No, actually say, hey, you have an entrepreneurial spirit. Look what my regulations are going to do for you. Look what my tax cuts are going to do for you. Look what's going to happen when we pull illegal immigration.
Hey, Sonny, we got to go. Sonny, I know you like to talk. So do I. We got to run. We're headed to a news break, and then we got to go to TV. So we're flashing on. We'll have you on again soon. I love you, Sonny. You're good. DidSheSayThat.com. DidSheSayThat.com. Sonny Johnson. Thanks for coming on the show. Wayne Allyroot getting changed to a suit. Newsmax time. Next.
Were you born before the year 1956? If so, did you know you could be collecting between $575 and $2,200 in tax-free income right now? All thanks to the FHA. Or what about this? Did you know 54 U.S. congressmen have used a special tax-free account to earn up to 35 times more on their money? It's true, and you can do it too.
These are just two of the secrets revealed inside a stunning new book from the Palm Beach Research Group and Ted Benna, the man behind the 401k.
You'll discover the 18 best cash cows that can help you earn up to an extra $6,800 a month. If you're at or near retirement, this book is a must read. Today you can get your very own free copy of Ted Benna's new book. Shipping and handling charges apply.
Get your copy of Ted Benna's book when you text Benna to 79000. Text BENNA to 79000. Text Benna to 79000 now.